Welcome to Un Tecito Tuesday, a podcast about our wonderful Hispanic culture. Join me, Dr. Lisa C., my brother Bob, and his best friend DJ Khan, as we explore the myths, misconceptions, cuentos, and dichos about our Hispanic culture. So bring your tecito and come chat with us every Tuesday as we have fun exploring the crazy stories of our amazing culture. Hey guys, welcome back to Un Tecito. My voice was kind of cracking. No?
This one's going to be so funny that we're even laughing now. At the
welcome back to Un Tecito podcast. I'm Lisa.
I'm Bob.
DJ Cock.
Estaba más funny.
Se te atoró un cacahuato, que
un cacahuate,
un nuez, un mazapán
japonés,
mazapán,
come caca, no me des,
pinche japonés. ¿Qué quieres, chimuelo?
So, ¿qué onda, guys? How have you all been since last time we saw each other or talked to each other? Or...
We've been fine.
Con papas? Pretty
had
good.
My our second COVID vaccine.
Vaccination.
How about you, Khan? When are you getting it?
Wednesday. ¿Qué estamos ahora? 25th, the 27th.
So I'm ready to start licking floors and
esto.
Poles and everything.
So what were your symptoms?
Dude, the second one, nah, knocked me out, bro. Super tired, body aches, headache. Just didn't feel good for a whole day.
It was just one day, no?
Yeah, just one day. The next day I felt all right. Felt all right.
Me too. I got tired. I didn't have body aches, but I got real tired, fell asleep around 7, and I was super cold, so I had chills. But that's it. Una noche.
Fergie had a chills también. She was cold. She was cold the whole night.
Yeah, I was cold.
I felt cold the whole night too.
Hey? 3 colchas, and I was still freezing.
Ajo, su pinche madre. Hombre, tú hubieras sudado todos los pinches huevos.
Son huevos sudados.
Todos los pinches verijas estaban sudados, no mames. Anyway, like, I don't understand how grown men could fucking sleep in pajamas, güey.
I have to sleep with socks on. My hands.
Well, okay, but you're a girl. Like, girls are different. Pero los vatos, güey, no mames. Todos los pinches, todas las verijas están sudadas. I don't know how someone can, how a grown man could sleep in pajamas. I don't get it. You in pajamas, Bob?
Loads or in shorts? Like loose ass basketball shorts, right?
Oh, ale calmado como Allen Iverson, okay?
Como Allen Iverson, we así, we sagging them también.
No, no. I'm ready, dude. Yeah, bro. ¿Qué pasó, güey?
¿Tú nunca has fumado un frajo, güey, no, güey, en tu vida?
Never, güey. Never. Never. I've smoked.
A cigarette.
A cigarette. Un cigarrete.
You see, we have words, guys. The introduction to the topic.
It's not ready.
So our topic is today is
that we know that we love
Mexican made words.
I'll give it to you now.
Slang.
So Lisa didn't know. So frajo means a cigarette. I got no idea where the hell I came from, but it's a cigarette.
Frajo.
Yeah, so Khan has never smoked a cigarette in his life.
Never, ever.
Never.
There's a lot of things that I haven't done in my life, and I'm pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, so I've only smoked about 3,000 or 4,000 packs of cigarettes in my life.
You used to smoke a lot, right, Bob?
I used to smoke a lot when I was in high school.
In Hawaii.
I turned about 22, 23 years old. I used to smoke like maybe 2 packs a pack a day.
Chimney.
So I used to smoke a lot, but now I don't really smoke.
Ya no. Opérate.
That much anymore. But I did used to smoke a lot. Anyways, So do you all know any words that are like weird or phrases or anything that we have? You know, I know we have chingos of shit that when we say funny shit, weird stuff.
Parqueate.
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 Parqueate. And it's funny because it could mean like park your car, or it could mean like calm down.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I hadn't.
Yeah, parquete. Get the homeboy. Parquete se. Like, hey, fucking calm down.
Park.
You know, take your shit. You know. So even the phrase has a different phrase.
Oh, shit.
So parquete is not a word, except here in the valley.
It's only here in the valley.
Well, they're starting to use it and actually putting it into a use in Mexico as a Mexican word.
Really?
Word is estacionate, like, to park.
See, so the Mexico is getting their urban dictionary or what?
Yeah,
right. It's not like the urban dictionary, and it's being
urban,
urbano,
just because it's
urbano.
Diccionario urbano.
Urbano.
Urbano. Órale. Parqueate is, for those of you that don't know, parqueate means to park, but it's really estacionate.
The proper word is estacionate. Right,
estacionate.
In Spanish,
but just because we're Tex-Mex here, we use park, parqueate.
We make up parqueate. Our own.
We make up our own words. Watch,
yeah.
Watcha.
Parqueate homes.
Sorry, watcha means watch. In Mexico, if you would say watcha, they might understand you, but they're going to be like, oh, this is a fucking cholo. This is a fucking like...
Es un pocho.
Pocho, chuntaro, yeah, like chafo guy.
You know, chafo.
From the valley.
But a band from Mexico made it very popular. Molotov. You remember Molotov? Watcha, yeah. They would use that a lot. The Watcha Tour.
The Watcha Tour.
You know, they had all these, you know, they used a lot of these words. So a lot of these words are also being used by like the rap community in Mexico.
The Mexican rap community. The
Mexican rap community, hip hop community.
So,
you know, but it does kind of like it's kind of like it's considered kind of like a lower class of talk or whatever. But for us,
not here
like
in just, the valley, in the valley,
not here in the valley, though. Yeah, it's just it's normal.
Everyone, you
know, like, it's normal.
Principles. Yeah. That, yeah. I mean, in high
Mexico,
school,
it is because it's wrong. Like to them, you know, they think it's wrong, whatever. But I heard one that was pretty crazy, and I had never heard of it before.
¿Cuál es?
Capingona.
Capingona.
Think about what capingona is. Wey.
Capingona.
Cap and gown.
I was thinking something dirty right away.
En capingona.
Well, say it again. Like, say it again. The sentence.
Me voy a graduar con capingona.
Wow. I had never heard that either.
I've never heard that one either. Where did you hear it?
But I follow a on TikTok. I follow a linguist. He's a bilingual linguist, right? So he studies language and stuff. And he said it, and I freaked out with the words. And I was like, I've never heard of that. He goes, yeah. He goes, they use it a lot in California. Capingona. Capingona.
En California, que hay chingo de que de chilangos, okay.
Chingo de Mexicanos, de todo se me hace ya, güey. It's like,
we're all over the place.
There's a lot of Chicanos.
Chicanos.
I think that's who uses it. You know, there's a lot of, like us, you know, like.
So would you consider Chicanos like Tex-Mex?
Right, like a Chicano.
From California?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, at one point here in Texas, it was also, they would call themselves Chicanos.
Chicanos, right?
You see, we don't say Chicano, hardly. You know, does anybody here say Chicano?
No. But in California,
that's another word that's like, you know, kind of weird, Chicano. Like,
¿y tu pinche capingona, güey?
Y la pinche capingona. Yo me gradué tres veces con capingona, güey.
Capingona.
But that was.
I had never heard that one. Capingona.
Okay, so there's another funny story that I have to say before before anything else. The chili, the Wolf Brand chili.
Aha.
You know what it was called here in the valley? A long time ago, back in the days, it was called carne de perro.
Really?
Voy a comprarme unos wienes, unos panes para el wiener y un carne de perro.
No seas mamón, pinche mami.
Dude, I shit you not, bro. You want to know why it's called carne de perro?
Because it goes in hot dogs?
No way. Because everything back in the, you know, back, everything that's canned has the product that's canned in it, right? Uh-huh. If there's chicken, it has a picture of a chicken. If it's fish, it has a picture of a fish. Well, what does Wolf Brand Chili have a picture of in the front?
I don't know.
A wolf.
The wolf, yeah.
They have the wolf fucking painted on the front of the can. So people would call it carne de perro, eh?
Really?
Yeah, but they knew it wasn't carne de perro, but that's just what they would call it because, you know, that's what's on the picture. So go get me, you know, or, you know, now we say chile con carne or whatever, but...
No tiene un pinche wolf. Wait, dice wolf.
No, but the old cans.
Yeah,
the old cans used to have a wolf on top. A wolf, actual wolf.
Ojo, carne de perro. Bueno, pues uno que me gusta a mí es la de. Dame una spray.
Una spray. Dame una spray. It sounds like they're even saying spray. Dame una spray. Una spray.
And yeah, my mom used to hate it. ¿Qué más? ¿Qué dijo? Cállate, huerco chica. She fucking get pissed. And I'm trying to help her. Like, I was trying to help her say it correctly or pronounce it correctly. Nah, dude, she wasn't having that. She's like, nah, motherfucker.
But would you use the A or would you just want her to say Sprite?
So I wanted her for her to say Sprite.
Not Sprite.
Not Sprite.
But Sprite. Not even Sprite. Como dicen Sprite.
No, and she can say
una, the other one's Pesci. Una Pesci.
Ah, my mom says Pepsi.
Una Pesci. And it's not even Pepsi or Pepsi. No, it's una Pesci.
No, it's Pexi. P-E-K. Oh, no,
I'm una Pexi. Una Pexi, pero or Pesci.
Una Pexi. I'm eating Pexi, gato. Fuck it.
My mom calls Chick-fil-A chicken fillet.
Yeah, una chicken fillet.
Una, vamos, lleve a las huercas al chicken fillet.
But it's funny because she says chicken and fillet. Okay, you know, like,
yeah,
you know,
she'll
an accent, but she says,
but she'll fuck up the name regardless.
Chicken fillet than to say Chick-fil-A, right?
You know what's funny, Wade? You know what's hilarious too? My mom says, voy a la Boot Jackson, not Boot Jack.
Oh, la Boot Jackson.
A la Boot Jackson, bato. So,
because it's on, like, Jackson.
And she says it correct, but she says Boot Jackson.
Boot Jackson.
And I tell her,
Boot Jackson.
I have Boot no Jack. Fucking clue. La Boot Jack. Yeah, it's Boot Jackson.
That's funny,
no?
Dude. Yeah.
She wants to go the extra mile.
McDelty. McDelty. My mom. We've said that. McDelty.
Well, those are mispronunciations, I guess. But there's words, too, that we have that are like.
Have caught on.
You know, that have big caught time. On
yeah.
Huge. Watcha. Like you said, watcha, parquea, those are the two, you know, biggest examples, I think.
Mapear.
Of like,
mapear is another one.
Mapear. So, voy a mapear. Mapear is you're going to mop. And it's what trapear, right? Trapear is trapear.
Another mapear. Thing is for cereal, we call all cereal postostes.
Postostes.
I call all my cereal conflace.
Or conflace, yeah, conflace.
But postostes is actually the name of the brand. Post toasties,
yeah.
Then we call it postostes.
You know, the weird thing is that most people from Mexico say conflace. ¿Qué tipo de conflace quieres? Well, my wife's grandmother would say postostes, and she freaked out that my family would say postostes. She was like, I had never heard that from anyone else. But because in Mexico, no one would say that. They would say conflace or cereal or whatever. And here in the valley, it was very, very well known or very widely used. So, postostes.
Postostes.
Ah, ma, queremos postostes. ¿De cuáles quieres, mijo? Cookie crisps or Rice Krispies?
Cookie crisps.
I never got those when I was young.
Or King Vitamin. Yo tampoco, güey.
Los Cookie Crisps eran para la gente rica, güey. No seas mamón, güey.
A mí me daban King Vitamin porque él quedaban con el Wick.
Y a mí
no,
también.
Era el Kicks.
Ay, Kicks también. Kicks estaban bad, bro. Kicks.
King Vitamin will give you that big bag.
The big bag.
It fucking cut the tip of your mouth.
Cut the top of your mouth, güey. Gotcha. And people say that Captain Crunch cut the top of your mouth. Shit.
Fuck. No,
a bowl of King Vitamins, bro. You won't even be able to talk for a week.
No, esa gente no ha vivido, vato.
Eh, güey, pero como que estaban bien good. Los
bichos, yeah, they were good. Those motherfuckers are good.
So where did neta come from?
You know what? Neta. I have no clue. I have a, and you know what? And I use that word a lot. Like, I say it a lot. Like, I say it a lot. Neta, güey. Or neta. Just neta.
Oh, neta, bro. Neta. And oh, we'll talk about neta. What does neta mean?
So neta, like, means truth? For real.
For real. For real.
Neta, way, neta, like,
yes.
So where did neta come,
like,
from?
I don't have, I can't even think, like, neta, like, neta, neta, neta.
I can't think of
origin.
You know, usually you can tell, you can understand where the word came from, whether it came from Mexico or it came from here. You're like, oh, okay, I understand.
Yeah,
you
know, we kind of already know that it was made, uh-huh. Or that one, I don't even know if it's a real word. Word probably is.
Yeah, the name neta means shrubbery.
Shrubbery, so, and like a shrub, Hebrew,
and a is Hebrew, a Hebrew word.
No, 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 no. But that's the word in English, obviously.
Si.
Neta is Spanish.
Neta.
Neta, you're talking about neta.
Oh, neta. Ah, bueno. Pues la cagué. Sorry, guys. Bye bye. So how would I look for it then?
Slang, Spanish slang word, neta, where did it come neta. From? Spanish.
A ver, checkale, checkale.
I found one in SpanishDict.com.
Yes, and it's, Vince.
Neta is a slang, has neta. A slang meaning something.
The truth.
The truth, yeah. So it's all true. Neta is meaning that it's true.
It just says Mexico, but I mean.
The nature of things.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I there's an Urban Dictionary for it.
And there's the another truth. One that says totally rad or completely off the hook. Urban Dictionary.
Neta.
What the fuck, Urban Dictionary? You got it all wrong, brother. Totally rad or off the hook.
Nah, that's wrong right there.
Está neta, bro. Está neta. I've never heard of it. Está neta.
Es la neta.
You know, some of the words that we've looked up on that, remember, they've been wrong. One of them was something about, like,
oh, like a sexual thing, or sexual, and it was thing. Like conchitas or something like that.
I don't remember.
A la mano pachona.
La mano pachona.
Hairy palm pussy. ¿Qué chingas era?
Yeah, something like that. It wasn't even fucking like. Okay, so now he says, yeah, no kidding or no shit, neta, also. Yeah, okay. So that one is right, like neta, wey, neta, okay. Like, you know, and especially when you're saying something that someone won't believe, that's when you use it the most.
Neta, wey, neta, like, for real, dog. Like,
yeah, like, hey, wey,
fucking with you.
Hey, wey, this guy got this chick pregnant, bro.
No, wait, and then when you say, neta, 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 neta.
Yeah.
That's like, hey, wey, if you don't believe me, bro, you're
neta, neta,
wrong,
neta, bro. Or you can say, or you're asking the question, yeah. For real, bro. Neta, 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 yeah. Neta, bro. Like, really, neta, neta.
Yeah.
When you use, when you say English, or you know, when you say English and Spanish, no, for real, neta, way. Like,
for real. Oh yeah, for real, way, neta.
For real, way. That's
that is like, the fucking, that's like, you better tell me the truth.
If you don't, double confirmation. If you don't believe me, bro, no, I'll just dick.
Anyway, if you're telling me a lie, you suck. También, you yeah. Can't. That's also like, you better neta me, güey.
Pero esa cuando dices neta, 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 neta. Anyway, that's when you know shit's for real, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, si no crees en eso, bro, a chingar a su mouse.
You know, another one that I always thought was just, you know, a word was pompa.
Pompa son nalgas, no? Nalgas?
No. Like pompa, like una pompa.
Oh,
traerme una pompa de agua.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Bomba in Spanish. Es una bomba. That's what it's called.
That's true.
And pompa is a pump in English. And it's not pompa. And I always thought it was pompa, you know, like, or pipa.
Oh, yeah. Pipa.
Pipa. Uh-huh. Pipa is not, it's pipa. It's funny.
Yeah, pipa.
Or tubo. Pipa. Tubo or pipa, like, oh, that's una pipa.
Yeah, pipa
or
is valley, tubo. Like.
And pipa is
pipa,
yeah,
is valley. También.
Valley, yeah, pipa.
Pipe?
Pipe, so, yeah, like a pipe, what, like, you know.
What's,
so,
what's a pipe in Spanish?
Es un tubo. Tubo o pipa. Una pipa is a pipe, And tubería is a pipe for like
plumbing
or whatever. Yeah. So I would always say, you know what else, man? Tráeme esa chingadera.
Chingadera.
Tráeme esa chingadera, and you know what chingadera they're talking about.
And then Robert from the sign shop, from Radio Shop, says,
oh, yeah.
Chingadera.
La chingadera. Go bring me that chingadera over there. Go bring me that chingadera.
That chingadera.
Yeah, when he starts speaking Spanish, esa pinche chingadera. That's when you know you fucked up because you didn't know what he was fucking talking about.
Yeah, but he wanted us to predict la chingadera. Yeah, what chingadera?
Tell us like, stuff like
the fuck
that you're pointing to fucking general area.
And then, or he would say, "I'm fixing the refrigerator. You should know what I want." It's like I've never fixed a refrigerator in my life. How would I know what you want?
Vale pa pura verga, Bobby. Vale pa pura verga. Imagínate, hijo, eso no.
Sí, no, lo que me quería decir, güey, pero pues por acá ya mi dad no me decía, güey.
Pura verga, mijo.
But yeah, güey, la chingadera. So chingadera, guys, can be anything in the world.
And you
anything
better fucking you better know what your dad is fucking thinking when he says chingadera.
Yeah.
Tráeme la chingadera. It's kind of like, and you know, this is used also a lot, is tráeme esa cosa, tráeme la cosa, esa cosa que está allá. Bring me that thing that's over there.
That's mom.
Uh-huh. And it's like, where, mom? Over where? Oh, allá, over there. Allá.
Esa cosa.
Wait, okay. I have a story for that. When my mom would say, tráeme la escoba, póntala, pues ponta. She would say, ni boca en el segundo piso. We've never had a fucking two-story home, first of all. And she would fucking say that. But ni boca estuviera en el segundo piso. Hijo, so that shit was fucking hilarious, bro, because my other brothers would start laughing just crazy. Like, no, pinche ma, she went there. Pero mamá, ¿qué va a hacer de comer? Pues ni boca voy a hacer lodo. Fuck. O sea, you don't tell her shit, wey, because everything was gonna, they were gonna fuck, like, she was gonna fuck you up with something. For everything. So now that you're talking about the chingadera, I didn't know it was the broom at that time, but yeah.
El segundo piso de la mansión.
Ni moco en el, oye, wey. And there is one time where she, tráeme la escoba. We've always had like several brooms. And one to sweep outside because like a tamas fea, one, you know, one indoors or whatever. And tráeme la escoba, ¿a cuál? Pues ni moco la de oro. Fuck, bro. Like she, there was no way of beating her, bato.
La de oro, wey. La de oro, bro.
And we look at her like, fuck, bro, I'm sorry.
Well, what do you say? Yeah, like, she's fucking right.
What do you say? You're like, oh, shit, mom.
Yeah.
Put my ass up. La de oro, bro.
Ni moca la de oro. We'd be looking at her like, fuck, man. Like, we really fucked up because we don't know what the fuck she was talking about, which one she wanted.
That's
what she tells my dad. Cuando dice que cuál escoba trae, pues ni moca la de oro. Oh, but for everything, man. So, part of my mamadas, I get it from my mom because she comes up with some fucked up shit, some funny shit, man.
So, I mean, there's just all kinds of words, man. Like, you know, I did we have our own words? I remember making stuff up also, like.
I mean, I think with generations, like, I think when words we were change, growing up, like, no pos wow, I think was one of them when we were in high school.
We use that one a lot. No pos wow. Mm-hmm.
No pos wow. I mean, when I was young, it was, I don't know. I think.
Well, even now, I know kids, they say bet.
What?
Bet. B-E-T, bet.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, like, we do say that a lot. We use that word a lot.
Or no cap. Cap.
Yeah, well, I use that a lot too. Younger generation like me, it's lit.
It's lit. People still use lit.
I don't know if they still use lit.
No, they don't.
If I'm using it, it's probably old.
¿Te acuerdas cuando decían? It's crunk. We got
crunk. Oh, yeah, crunk. Crunk was one of the ones that we had. The crunk.
We got crunk. No es mamar, hombre. Te mamaste, ya.
I was crunkadolic.
Like, I don't know, way. I'm still stuck in the old school where I don't want to accept those new words, way, because I think they're so stupid.
You know what we used to use a lot, though, was man. Nah, man.
I still say awesome, bro.
Ah, man. Dude. Ah, man.
Dude, like, dude.
Dude, I still say dude a lot.
I say dude a lot. I even call chicks dude.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I think we all was our generation because the girls don't say dude.
Yeah, nah, dude.
Hit the guy in the neck. What's that?
Okay, so another word is way.
Yeah, way.
And that word you need to be careful with because some people in Mexico will get offended if you say way.
It's like you're calling him a cow?
Yes, you're calling him an ox. Yes, because you're calling him
an ox.
Mm-hmm.
Pinche ox tail.
So the word way is like the way a lot of men and now girls are using it too. A lot of women are using it too. Is how men in the Hispanic and in Mexican Hispanic communities, I don't know about other communities, greet each other. ¿Qué onda, güey? Eh, güey, tráeme eso, güey. Mm-hmm. So güey means an ox.
Yeah.
That's what it means. It's an ox.
Oxymoron.
So you're calling your friend an ox. Hey, ox, you fucking ox, you know, bring me this or bring me that. Or yeah, güey, órale, güey, you know. And it's something that, you know, we just say that we came up with. And some people get offended with that word. They feel like you're talking down to them or like you're telling them, yeah. And even young, you know, not too old guys, you know. Like,
nombre way.
Nombre way.
Another thing that when we were growing up also is super badass.
Eita bad.
That's super badass. Uh-uh. Or old.
Gacho bad.
Oh, yeah. Gacho
bad.
Gacho bad.
Gacho.
That's bad. Totally valley. And it's only gacho, our generation because
gacho means like the worst thing possible. That's shitty. That's crappy. That's gacho. You're mean. But you're an asshole. Bad you're is gacho. But
if you're gacho so, bad,
if something is so cool, it's gacho bad. That means that it's super, super, super cool. Or it's the worst thing ever. It was gacho bad.
Worst thing could happen to someone.
Ese pinche vato se cogió esta vieja. Era de la best friend, girlfriend of the best friend.
Gacho bad.
Bad.
No, he fucking fucked up the best, fucked the best friend, gacho bad.
Yeah, he fucked him up, pero gacho bad, we.
Gacho
bad.
Or you can say, güey, le compró un carro, we. Gacho bad.
Gacho bad.
Well, maybe not like that. But
no, that one didn't make sense.
Gacho bad.
Algo así. But gacho bad, yeah.
Esta, you know what chick.
Else? Which
esta
one?
Esta chick.
Esta chick. Esta chick.
Yeah, you only hear older people say that.
Yeah, esta chick. Esta chick. ¿Qué hizo esta chick? Or what about the famous agüítate?
Oh, agüítate.
No te agüites, güey. No te agüites, homeboy. No te agüites la cherry. Okay.
Followed by. Quiere llorar. Quiere llorar.
So, agüítate. Explain it, Con. I want Con to explain what
agüítate is. Como dicen aquí en el valle, agüítate. No, acá no dicen así. No, agüítate is like embarrassment, no? Embarrassed?
Yeah, don't get embarrassed.
Don't get embarrassed. Don't get embarrassed.
Don't get upset. Don't
but,
get,
yeah.
Don't get down, my friend.
Don't feel down. So here.
No te agüites.
The way we say, don't feel down. Don't
feel bad. But then when you just say agüítate, it's like agüí. Like if someone is embarrassed,
so you get embarrassed.
You need to get embarrassed.
Yeah, like agüítate.
Ooh, that's our famous.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Agüítate.
Quiere llorar.
Quiere llorar. Wait, we're fucking assholes, wey.
So when something funny or fucked up happens to you in front of a lot of Hispanic guys, they're probably going to tell you, agüítate. And then they're going to say, then when you get down, they're going to say that you want to cry. He wants to cry.
Quiere llorar. Quiere llorar.
That's fucked up, dude.
That's insult to injury.
Yep.
Órale, puto.
Another thing that we say, like, that just a sound, and it means a lot is
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, fucking right.
And we have to, and sometimes you stick out your tongue.
Where, I forgot where I was at. I was somewhere. Anyway, I was somewhere and the girl that I asked her a question, I want to say, fuck. I don't know if it was Walmart or I was doing something. I was buying something. And the chick said, May said, oh, that's over here. And then she goes, ah. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, shit. You're kidding.
But I can't remember what was that.
Yeah,
but
when you're kidding.
When you're faking somebody out, let's say a Walmart worker would say, like, oh, that's $1,000, sir. And then you'd go, like, what? And then we'd,
we're just kidding.
Gotcha.
But yeah, like, I gotcha. You know, that's what is, you know. You catch yourself using it, you know, and it's these things that, you know, Spanglish or that.
But you make that face, right? You make that face.
Dude, it's cultural. It's our culture, and you know, fuck it.
If
you
don't would you describe this face right in that?
That's the that's the
how napping. Would you describe what?
This face.
Like puro pedo. Puro pedo is another.
the puro pedo face. Like.
Yeah.
Puro pedo.
Puro pedo.
That's another. No, pues wow.
No, pues wow. Pinche Bobby se anda cagando y ya se va. ¿Lo regañaron o qué?
Ah, oui. Ah, oui. Ah, oui.
Ahorita va a salir la esposa cagándole palo. Órale, pendejo. Pinche sonso. Pero eso sí, that's one of my favorites. You know what? Agüítate is probably my favorite one. Oh, este va. Oh, you know, este vato. Este vato. I catch myself saying that a lot. And no seas mamón, pinche Bobby, también.
Yeah, you do say that a lot.
I do say that a lot. ¡Míralo, ese pinche cachetes! ¡Cachetes! Does he have a fucking mohawk, güey?
So, mamón is the big one here, too. Mamón.
Yeah. Este es tu pinche. Does he have a flat top?
No, it's just the way his hair's growing.
It looks like a flat top from here.
Well, anyways, so yeah, so mamón, we use that a lot
too. And I'm talking about my cachetes.
Mamón means to suck, the sucker. No mames, don't suck. But it means don't lie, don't be a dumbass. I mean, it's just a different thing.
Mamón.
But
a lot of different things, yeah.
So the biggest word, and we can't leave the podcast without saying this one.
A ver, vela.
That's too chafu, wey. Chafu, wey. Chafu.
Where does chafu come from, too, wey? Chafu.
Chafu.
That's like real Tex-Mex. I think it's cheap.
But you know what, dude? Remember in Chispirito, they used to say chanfle as like shit.
Chanfle. Oh,
so I wonder if chanfle.
No, chafu is from cheap.
To spoil, oh, to ruin.
That's chafo.
Yeah.
That's to it's ruin. Chafo,
chafo means cheap.
I just read the Spanish to English translation. To spoil or to ruin.
So there is an actual word that's chafo?
No, that's another word. I'm telling you, chafo is a slang word. It comes from cheap. Todo chafo.
Yeah, I know that's what it means. Like,
oh, no, it's a slang word. It's a slang word.
Yeah, it's a slang word.
Oh. Mexican Spanish has a lot of slang words, and chafa is one of the most common ones. Depending on the context,
depends on the context. I mean,
I'm telling you, chafo comes from cheap. That's why it's bad quality.
Because the first time I ever used the word chafo was like the todo chafo way, like fucking shitty, you know, pair of shoes shirt that was, you know, made improperly. And you were like, está todo chafo, güey. And then you start saying about people. Ese vato está todo chafo, güey. Like, don't be hang out with him, bro. He's okay, all chafo.
He's poorly built.
What?
The guy's poorly built. Está todo chafo.
He's poorly built. Why are you hanging out with him? He's just so poorly built. Why?
How boring if we didn't have Spanish words, if we chafo, weren't Hispanic.
but yeah, so chafo was used for everything, man. That was to
yeah.
You have a shitty car,
describe anything.
And everyone.
La chafa, la girlfriend de...
Sí, güey, la girlfriend de cuando está toda chafa, güey.
Las exes están todas chafas.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm talking about, we're talking about one specific.
One chafa.
Anyways. So what's something that, you know, a word, I guess we could end with a word each that we've heard and that we were like, what the fuck?
Suppose we already said them all.
We already said them all. I already said the ones that I love. ¿Tú te fuiste? ¿Te regañó tu vieja?
No está ni mi vieja aquí, güey. Por eso corrí, porque este güey estaba llorando.
Ah, pinche cachetes.
Bueno. I said super badass. I think that's one of the things that one of the words that I used to say in high school a lot. Super badass.
¿La tuya, Bob?
Well, I think it's chafo.
Chafo.
Chafo, it's like, what the fuck?
But Bobby, I mean, does, Bobby actually does chafo. Say that often.
Yeah
I say I use it a lot, but if you I listen say, to the word, the way the word sounds, it even sounds negative.
Chafo. Yeah.
You know, like, if mm-hmm. you're chafo, in chafo fucking language, they'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, this guy's insulting me.
He's insulting me. He's a bad hombre. He's using
what's language. Your word, Con?
I would say, no seas mamón.
Mamón, yeah, no
seas mamón, güey.
Yeah,
like,
Con
no,
says
no
that
mames,
often.
Wey, no mames.
No mames, but no seas, pinchato, seas mamón, güey. But even like that, like when you're having a serious conversation, pinchato, seas mamón, güey. Like,
yeah.
Fuck, dog, don't be lying, güey. Like, and I also like neta. Neta, 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 then, neta, neta.
An honorary mention has to be verga. Oh. Honorary mention.
Honorary mention, yeah.
Verga, and the other honorary mention for the women, panocha.
A panoche.
Verga and burga and panocha. Those are the two honorary words for this podcast, guys. Brought to you by the letter 8 and the word bread. Bread 8.
El panocho.
Pan ocho. Chingao. Okay, yeah. Anything else, guys?
Yes, go to our website.
Go to our website.
UntecitoPodcast.com. For our newsletter, but also to order our merch.
For Bobby's nudes.
Yep.
Oh, God. So next week we'll have our what, baby? Our Valentine's edition. It'll be romantic and love. And maybe I'll speak like this all the whole podcast. Yeah. So, we're going to be talking about romance, love, and what to get your chick or your dude for Valentine's Day. I say a plancha for the girls, and for the dudes, a ratchet. Una racha.
Una pinche racha.
Mm-hmm. Un desarmador.
Un pinche
armador.
But we'll see.
Okay.
Guys,
bueno. Until next time, guys. We'll All see right. ya.
Thank you. Mm. Bye-bye.
Morale Bay.
Thanks for listening. Find us on Instagram at Untecito Podcast or email us at UntecitoPodcast@gmail.com. Join us next Tuesday.